Frequency Cast. Startup in progress.
Hi and welcome to show number 13 of Frequency Cast, the online UK TV and technology show. My name is Carl and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Pete!
Frequency Cast offers you a tantalising take on technology and is driven by feedback from our listeners via frequencycast.co.uk. In today's show, here's what you'll find. The latest on the Sky versus Virgin battle. The demise of ITV's gaming channel. Some Sky Plus news. A look at a collection of internet gadgets, services and social stuff. Plus feedback from you in our interaction section. First off, let's take a look at what's new.
Frequency Cast, now loading news.
Time for a news update on Frequency Cast. As we reported last show, Virgin Media cable TV viewers lost their Sky channels. There's also been subsequent silliness, with Virgin rebranding the old Sky News channel to the name Sky Snooze. Their free phone number now has a recording which talks about Sky channels losing their appeal.
We don't think you should have to pay over the odds for channels that are losing popularity.
And that they're reporting Sky to the authorities.
Rather than getting caught up in a tit-for-tat battle with Sky, we've decided to go through the proper channels and report them to Ofcom, who deal with companies acting unfairly or illegally in the television industry.
In return, Sky is offering Virgin customers the chance to hop over to Sky with a special rescue package. They're planning a catch-up weekend showing Lost, 24 and Battlestar Galactica episodes that Virgin's customers will have missed. It's getting cutthroat, and we're waiting to see what happens next in this exciting saga. Next, at the start of March, ITV was the subject of some controversy around premium rate telephone call lines. All premium rate activities were suspended in March. Shortly after this, ITV axed their games channel ITV Play from Freeview and Sky and replaced it with ITV 2 Plus 1. It's expected that ITV will find a new use for this channel later in 2007, perhaps a movie channel. Visitors to our blog have already started campaigning for the return of former Freeview channel Men and Motors, which was pulled to make space for Play last year. Next, fancy making your own telly program or running your own TV station? In March, Current TV launched. Shows are made by viewers and scheduled by viewers. News on this channel is based on the top Google news stories. The new channel Current TV is now available on Sky Digital and Virgin Media. Next up, some Sky Plus news. Sky Plus and HD boxes are going green. A new feature, Auto Standby, is being rolled out. This detects inactivity and puts the boxes into standby mode overnight, thus saving power. Sky Plus recordings won't be affected when in Auto Standby. Also on the subject of Sky, you can now remote control your Sky Plus box over the web. Formerly, this was possible using your mobile phone or text messages, but now, using the web, you can log on to Sky's website, select a program from the program guide, and the information will automatically be sent over the air to your set-top box. A nice new feature. At the start of March, HomeChoice rebranded as Tiscali TV, offering digital telly down a phone line to London and Stevenage. Tiscali is planning to start a national rollout this spring, with predicted coverage of 10 million homes by the end of 2007. First on the list are the towns Birmingham, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Leeds, Liverpool and Sheffield, all by mid-2007. Tiscali TV's basic service is £15 a month. Next, got an eye for a bargain? We found a couple of deals on offer at Comet. Up to 15% off digital TV recorders, including Humax and Sony models, and we have a magic voucher code for 15% off DAB radios. See our show notes for the links. And finally, classic US sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati is coming to DVD, at last. Series 1, 2 and 3 on DVD is due for a US release in April 2007. Sadly, only Region 1 and no sign of a UK release. If you remember the sitcom, perhaps get in touch and let us know your thoughts. That's it for the news on this Frequency Cast. Don't forget, keep an eye on our blog for news updates.
Thanks, Pete. Sounds like it's been a busy month. For more on these news stories, take a look at the notes for today's show at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Okay, let's frolic with some focus. Off we go. What have we got today, Pete?
Well, as you know, we ask our listeners to tell us what we're going to focus in on. And on our website, we have a number of topics we can talk about. Number three was joint, PDAs and smartphones, and also satellite and cable. I must admit, I thought satellite and cable was going to win it, but no, only came in at number three. Number two, Freeview, reception and connection, 30.5%. But the winner was a bit of an odd one. 39.8% asking for internet extras, which was a bit of a struggle for us. What can we talk about the internet? Any thoughts?
No.
Well, after some discussion with the production team, we had a few thoughts, and we're going to try and cover a couple of interesting topics that hopefully a few of you out there won't know about. And I can almost guarantee Carl won't know anything about any of these. Should we get started? Seven topics on the screen there. Which one do you think we should go for? What tickles your fancy? Look down that little list.
Well, let's start with the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with ABC, but when you're doing technology, you start with the orb.
Orb. Okay, then. Go then. Orb. Tell me what orb is.
Orbs are round supernatural manifestations found in haunted places.
Can we get back to orbs?
Please.
Okay. Big round thing. There's a little... See that little tiny round thing? Describe that.
Well, it's a little tiny green round thing with the word orb written in it.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you've got no idea what orb is, have you?
No.
Let me call it up on screen for you. Let me pull it up from my menu here. So this is orb. Have a look at that. So you've got a thing that says TV, webcams, audio, random, TV, webcams... Photos, videos, weather. It's the weather in London at the moment.
Right, so orb is this all-round thing. You have control over everything.
Its main thingy is it sits on your computer. You have this little green dot here in the bottom corner there. And you can access your computer from anywhere else in the world. So you can get to your photo collection. You can get to any videos you've downloaded. You can get to your documents. You can get to your images. You can get to your MP3 files. But the clever bit is you can also get to a TV card. If you have a TV card installed in your PC, it means you can watch your telly from anywhere in the world.
So it's a bit like the sling box then?
It's a bit like the sling box.
So why would you need a sling box if you can do this?
For a start, sling box doesn't need your PC to be online. So if you haven't got a PC or you don't want to keep your PC on all the time, sling box is the answer. Plus, Slingbox can let you control things like Sky or a cable box, whereas this is just really about the TV card that's inside your PC.
So, as always, not too sure I need one of them, but very interesting. Thanks, Pete. Let's move on to the next subject.
Well, before we do, let me just explain the other benefits of this. This does mean that from here, with our laptop, I can dial straight into my home PC. I've got full control of my little media collection at home.
Or alternatively, you just go home.
Are you trying to get rid of me? What's next, then?
Web 2. Web version 2? Web 2.0.
Hey, excellent, yes. So what is Web 2.0?
Don't know.
So Web 2.0 is the next step in the evolution of the World Wide Web. So what's loosely called Web version 1 is what you're fairly familiar with. So pick a website.
BBC News.
Okay, that's what you'd call a fairly traditional Web 1.0 website. So basically you go there, you look for stuff, you go somewhere else. Yeah?
Roger that.
The idea behind Web 2 is it's all a social network. So rather than you just going and reading a web page and going away and doing something else, you're actually involved. You're doing something, you're adding something to the web, you're sharing something with other people. So a couple of examples of that. The obvious one is a blog. So you go on, you write your notes, your diary, whatever, online. Other people can get to it. So you're sharing that with other people. You're actually contributing. And you don't have to be a web design expert to do that. Just you as a person can go on and do something. So Web 2 is all about this social interaction and networking stuff.
So it's electronic networking and socialising.
Pretty much, but there's lots of different ways of doing it. There's the sort of the personal MySpace, YouTube, sharing videos and clips and photos aspect. Or there's a more professional side of it, actually using it for business reasons, something like that.
Yeah, can I have a few examples, please?
I tell you what, let me get you a few examples. Okay, what does that say?
Wikipedia.
And what's that then?
Well, it's like a normalpedia, only it's a little bit more wicked. Wikipedia, yeah. It's a pedia, it's an encyclopedia for DJs. A wiki-wikipedia.
Kind of half there. It is an encyclopedia. but it's written by your average Joe. This isn't written by the likes of Encyclopedia Britannica or whatever. This is written by real people out there in the field doing it. I like to think of it as like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy concept, where you've got Ford Prefect roaming around the galaxy writing little news stories and snippets for the guidebook. This is the same kind of thing. So if you had a topic in mind, you could actually write your own web page, put it out there, other people can add to it or correct it, make improvements to it. And it's basically an encyclopedia written by the people for the people.
Super.
Want an example? Give us a topic. Something really obscure and we'll have a look.
Jammy Dodgers.
Jammy Dodger the biscuit, yeah?
Are you taking the biscuit?
Okay, let's have a go. I'm not sure it'll have an... Yeah, there you go. Look, it's got an entry. So there we go. Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Jammy Dodgers from... So there's a picture of a Jammy Dodger there, and there's a packet of Jammy Dodgers, and it says it's a popular British biscuit made from raspberry-flavoured plum jam, blah, 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 made by Burton's. They had a Vimto flavour. Outrageous orange, berry-licious, Vimto-flavoured Jammy Dodger. Blah. Nutritional information, number of calories, 83 calories in a Jammy Dodger. Information about allergies. Nothing about tea dunking, though. Doesn't say whether you can dunk one of these.
No, you can't dunk one of those in your tea.
What I have noticed is nobody has done a Wikipedia entry for Frequency Cast yet. So anybody out there listening, if you fancy doing a little Wikipedia entry for us, we'll love you forever.
Right, next. Okay, what about LinkedIn?
Ah, good one, LinkedIn. Another example of social networking. Again, let me just dial up. I'll dial up my home LinkedIn here. Hang on a second. Okay, so you got that there? That's my little... Look at that. It's a bit of a messy screen, but there you go. So you see LinkedIn at the top there. Welcome, Pete, and there's a whole load of stuff. Now, what does that say there?
Connections, your colleagues, 101.
Okay, so what this is basically is a list of all the people that I know and I've got a direct connection with. So I have to actually know these people and ask to be invited. So I send an email to my business contacts, my work colleagues, my friends, etc. And if they know me, they will accept me as a connection. So this is saying I have 101 connections. So looking down this list, I've got Alan, Tim, Rory, Juliet, Mark, Steve, Sarah, Vinny, all in my list there. I notice you don't have a LinkedIn account, so I can't link to you.
These people, they're all make-believe, aren't they? They're like Santa Claus.
So I know 101 people there. Now, in turn, they know between them...
Good grief, 3,600.
So my friends know a load of other people that total 3,600. In turn, they know 330,000 people. So two links away from me, 330,000 people. So if I want to make a connection with other people that I've never worked with or different companies or I'm looking for a job, through my 2-degree contacts and 3-degree contacts, I can reach 250,000 people.
That's very impressive.
So that is LinkedIn. Impressive. Can you see that? You can see the benefit of that?
Yes, yes. It's amazing what you can do with a few imaginary links.
Thanks. Next.
Delicious.
Ah, any ideas?
Something that tastes nice?
Lovely. Absolutely. Okay, let's dial this one up. So delicious. Now, if I were to say to you social bookmarking...
Social bookmarking is really good. You know when you go out on business do's and you swap business cards, right? Well, social bookmarking is when you're going home on the train afterwards and you're reading a good book and you go, oh, how can I keep a page? And you get one of your business cards.
Oh, you slap it in the... Yeah, right. Okay. Not quite. So this is my list of bookmarks. When you're surfing the net, you've got a favourites button, so you can store all your favourite websites that you go to. Instead of storing them on your PC, this lets you store them on the internet. So if you go to another PC or you go to a cyber cafe, you can get all your bookmarks.
Clever. So that means you don't have to walk around with your own yet. Well, there you go. It's better than writing them on your arm, isn't it?
Wish I knew some women.
It'd be quite good if you knew other people.
So here's my little collection of bookmarks. Then you see, look down there, Frequency Cast is in the bookmark. But what does that say there?
This URL has been saved by three people.
So there's a couple of people that have also stored Frequency Cast in their bookmarks. And we can see their names here. There's Fuzzy Felt. Hello, Fuzzy Felt. And also Jamie Riddle. Both stored us in their own bookmarks. So you can also see what bookmarks they're interested in. And you can also search for these keywords. So we have tagged words here. UK Podcast, Digital TV, Freeview, Sky. And there's a match with the word podcasts and UK and TV with what's in Fuzzy Felt and Jamie Riddle's bookmarks.
Superb.
So this is a handy way of sharing, finding people that have got like-minded interests, seeing what they're interested in, what they've got saved as their bookmarks.
Yeah, quite clever. Can we go and find one with bondage and pole dancing now?
We'll take a little look later.
What about DigiGuide then?
Ah, DigiGuide. We've spoken about this on the show before. This is a web-based service that is basically TV listings. So again, let's just call that up. So this is my DigiGuide screen. List of TV shows, basically. So it's just your standard TV guide like you get in the magazine. But you can do clever little things to it, like you can search TV listings, set reminders, get email alerts if a program's coming up that's of interest, and set up really complicated watch things, like I am interested in all documentaries about the moon with a certain person in it. So there's so many channels out there, you actually need a channel manager these days just to keep your track of what's on telly. So DigiGuide, one of our favourites, and you can also get it on your PDA through a service called Avant Go. So you can be sitting on the train, see what's coming up on the TV, and if you've got something like Sky, you can remotely program your Sky to watch what you're interested in.
That sounds good. What about web radio?
Let me just, if you look at my toolbar there, you see my little toolbar? There's a bar there that says
web radio.
And there,
tune in.
So this is basically a radio service. There's thousands and thousands of radio stations on the internet. This is just a fast way of getting to my favourite radio station. So I've got a volume control, tuning dial, and I can select radio stations.
Yeah, that's quite handy.
Okay, so what about this little thing there, those initials there?
RSS, Roland Surround Sound.
RSS, Real Simple Syndication.
Sorry, what was the last word?
Syndication.
Sorry, the last word?
Syndication.
That's what you need.
If you want to be the best.
I got it now.
So XML, those initials?
Extra medium and large.
Excellent. Okay. Quick mention of this one. This is a very, very important thing. Have you ever seen that little logo while you've been browsing the net?
Well, the orange box with the white lines on it?
No. You've not seen it before? Have you not ever seen our website?
No, I've never been there. What's it like?
That's lovely.
Am I on it?
Vaguely. When you go to our website, there's two of those, and these are very important. One of them is linked up to our blog, and one of them is linked up to our podcast. Any guesses what they're all about?
So that's a really simple syndication then. So it makes it easier for us to go to certain parts of a website, i.e. the stuff that's more interactive, like blogs or...
Nah.
Oh, shut up, man. Wrong. Scrap it.
RSS. This is syndication. So this is the idea that a website does something or a change is made to a website or a particular type of information, and that information is made available to users. So that logo there, that orange logo, when it's in a list there next to some of these items on this menu, that basically means that is a feed that you can subscribe to. So if I were to click on the Frequency Cast blog, which has that little logo there, that basically means we're subscribed to it. So if I add an entry to our blog, that will be pushed out to everyone else that's subscribed to it. So in their reader, they can see a list of all the new blog entries. We also use this for the podcast. So when we release a new show, if people have subscribed by that little button with an application like Juice, that means when a new podcast is available, it's automatically downloaded straight onto their PC. They don't have to go away and get it and click Save As and download it. You're basically subscribing to a feed. And there's lots and lots of these out there, from websites, blogs, podcasts, news feeds, the BBC site that you mentioned earlier. They all offer RSS feeds. And you basically go in, subscribe, and then when something's changed, it's automatically given there, presented to you. So in Internet Explorer 7, the new browser from Microsoft, there's a built-in RSS feed manager. Or you can get something that I use called Blog Lines, which basically means you can look at it on any PC. Anywhere I go, I can look at a PC, and I can see a list of all the feeds from all my favourite websites that have changed. RSS, really simple syndication.
Excellent.
Cool.
Makes everything more efficient then.
Marvellous. Absolutely right. Two more things I want to talk about while we're talking about web extras. One of them is I want to give a quick mention to a particular maker phone. This is 3's X series, which is actually the Nokia E65. This phone from 3 is loaded with a whole stack of software, including Orb, Slingbox, Skype, MSN Messenger, MobiCast, eBay and Yahoo. So basically you can do pretty much what you do on the PC on your mobile. This is something 3 are pushing big time at the moment. So that's something I just want to mention for anyone that's interested in getting something like Orb or Slingbox on their mobile phone. The final thing I want to mention, we talked briefly about Delicious and the fact that a couple of people have managed to link to us. I had a little idea a few weeks ago, so we pushed out a special news flash through the people that have subscribed to our newsletter, basically asking as many people as possible to consider adding a link to us on their website. And I had a quick trawl through the internet to see who is mentioning us, and I want to give a quick shout out to a few of these people that have mentioned us. So first off, a hi to Fraser Edwards at Affiliate Blog, also to Steve Padgett, to Tim Pardo, to Palm Top User Magazine, to Brad Tompkins, and to Victoria Sinton, who all mention us from their blogs or their websites or their MySpace accounts. So hi to you. What we pushed out in our newsletter is anybody else out there that fancies linking to us, what we're going to do is pick one lucky person from the first, say, 20 people, and we're going to give them an Amazon voucher. How's that?
Sounds very nice. Thank you very much.
Stick a link onto frequencycast.co.uk, drop us a line to let us know you've done it, and one of the first 20 people will get a free voucher from us.
Excellent.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Interaction.
And now it's that part of the show where you get in touch with your TV and tech questions. Which one first? A message from Christopher Smith about our last show. He says, in show 12, you had a question about syncing Windows Mobile PDA with Apple Mac computers. I have an HP iPack running Windows Mobile 5, which I sync to an old Apple Mac Mini running Mac OS X version 10.4.8. I use software called Missing Sync for Windows Mobile by Markspace. My missus also has an HP iPack, but it's an HX 6500 series running Windows Pocket PC 2003. She syncs to a new Apple MacBook Pro, also running Mac OS X version 10.4.8, using Pocket Mac Lite. Both these programs are reasonably priced for what they do, and are quite easy to install, set up, and use. Thanks, Christopher. Right, okay, well, we'll dig out the links and add them to today's show notes. Next, we've heard from Adrian Ashton. He says, we live in a valley town that can't receive the digital signal using conventional aerials. Does this mean that when the switchover date approaches, all households in the town will have to pay for Sky dishes and equipment?
Hi Adrian, the answer is not at the moment. Freeview signals are currently being kept on reduced power, so as not to interfere with standard TV signals. As we get closer to the digital switch, digital power will be increased and analog TV transmitters will be slowly converted to digital. If you don't want to wait, there are some other options. You can get some free channels with a basic digital satellite system, one that doesn't require a Sky subscription. There's also cable, and we can expect a wider range of TV over internet services coming soon. Time for a call.
Hello, this is Mr. Hughes. I live in Garforth in Leeds. We've had the top-up TV Anytime box since December this year. We are absolutely disgusted with the service. The box has done nothing but lock us out. The downloads have been absolutely disgusting. We've spent £27.21 on phone calls. It takes 45 to 50 minutes to get through. We've since found out that they're using like a premium line and the calls are about 8p a minute. And I just wish that, you know, something was done about it, and we don't really know who to contact. So we're now left again with this box tonight. We've had two downloads of software, apparently, in January and again in February, which haven't made any difference whatsoever. And I'm absolutely disgusted with the service.
Well, he doesn't sound too chuffed, does he? Two things to say on this subject. First off, an over-the-air update was sent out in mid-March, and the feedback we're hearing is that it has made a difference. It's still not 100%, but there are a lot less crashes. Our advice to Mr. Hughes, and anyone else not happy with Anytime, is to complain to Top Up TV. We have their head office contact details on our site. The other option, of course, is to cancel your Anytime service if you're not that happy, and go elsewhere. Maybe to Sky or to BT Vision, as we featured on the last show.
We've had a mail here, Pete, from Mr. Motodata.
Do you mean motivator?
No, Motodata.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure he is a motivator. Anyway, he says he's not getting all this tech stuff. He wants a classic car feature on the show.
Classic car feature? What, on Frequency Cast?
Well, I guess so.
Oh, I'm sure we could do that. We could talk about those classic sat-navs from the late 90s. The Palm Top BV Route Planner version 1. That was a classic.
Yeah. Alternatively, we can not cater for him.
Now, here's a mail from Stuart Harrison about using the BT Home Hub Windows Vista. He's connected his new computer using LAN, but it times out if left unattended.
Well, we checked with BT, and they told us the Home Hub is compatible with Microsoft's new Vista. They have a page at bt.com/vista support that shows how to set up Vista with the Hub. Note that if using USB to connect, there's also a Vista USB driver available for download. See our show notes for these links.
Also on the Home Hub, Adrian asked about using a PlayStation 3 with the Hub and an Ethernet cable.
Yep, the PS3, which launched in March 2007, can go online using the BT Home Hub. The PS3 has a standard Ethernet port and can be plugged into a router with a standard RJ45 Ethernet cable. Note that the 60GB version of the PS3 supports Wi-Fi. Time for another call.
Hi guys, this is Paul from MacLandsUK.com. Just a quick message to ask you if you have any information regarding when and if BT Vision are going to be doing podcasts, i.e. being able to download them via the service. Also, fantastic show, keep up the good work. Literally nearly had a car accident listening to the impression of a 56K modem that you did a while ago in one of the earlier episodes. Absolutely stunning. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi Paul, we don't normally do requests, but as it's you, here's that sound again, from way back in show 2. Glad you enjoyed that classic there. As for podcasts and BT Vision, well, last year it was announced that BT Podshow would be offering some of their podcasts on a user-created channel on BT Vision. This was expected for 2007. No news as yet on when this will be available.
Wonder if we'll get a slot. Next, two questions. Neil Fulcher is looking for Eurosport on BT Vision, and Phil Roberts looking for ways to watch sport without getting a Sky dish. Pete?
Well, at the moment, for sport, Sky's the clear winner, with nearly 25 sports channels, plus pay-per-view events and HD coverage. Cable TV service Virgin Media comes second, with over 15 channels of sport. BT Vision offers Sky Sports News, with Setanta coming later in 2007. Top Up TV Anytime also offers Sky Sports News, as well as British Eurosport, mornings only, and Setanta Sport. Tiscali TV, operating in London, offers Eurosport, Sky Sports, Prem Plus and Chelsea TV down a phone line, and on the basic freeview there's just one channel, Sky Sports News. As sport is a recurring theme on our interaction section, we've now created a UK TV sports page at www.frequencycast.co.uk/sport.html.
Great stuff. Well, that's it for interaction and for this Frequency Cast.
If you've got a question, opinion, or any comments on UK TV or technology stuff, please get in touch. You can call us on the pod line and leave us a message. It's a London number, 0208 133 4567. You can also leave us a voice message using Skype. Our Skype ID is FrequencyCast. Or you can send us a message via our website, www.frequencycast.co.uk.
If you have a website or a blog, don't forget to link it over to us and maybe win a prize. Also, remember that we need you to tell us what to discuss in the next show by voting on our website. Please get in touch. This show is driven by you. That's it for this show of intriguing internet idiosyncrasies and interesting interactions. Hang on to your headphones. Here comes a shutdown.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown in progress.
Well, that's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Shutdown complete.